Hello and welcome to another episode of Girl Chat, a podcast discussing sex and relationships. Oh, I usually say love and relationships. I've just...
Now it's about sex. I don't care about love.
Yeah, no, I mean, what is love? Does love even exist? A podcast, a love, sex and relationships podcast and everything in between by Chloe Trayford. Who is on the phone?
Hello. Sorry, I'm laughing. Hello, I'm
Chloe. And me, Tara Lepore, who is not on the phone. Well, I am on the phone to you, but I am with microphone. Hello. Hi, Chloe. How are you?
Well, are you talking to me now? I thought you just got a bit mad.
I had lots of sleep last night. And I feel fucking amazing about it. And just been to Gourmet Burger Kitchen because I had a free milkshake voucher.
You know what? When you said GBK, I knew it was about burgers, but I was trying to figure out what it stood for so long. I was sitting like in my lounge because I don't have Wi-Fi in there. I'm like, Great British King? Great Burger King? I was like, what?
It is like the Great Burger King. It was so embarrassing because... When we went in, the waiter was like, have you been here before? And then Sam was like, yeah, we come here all the time. And he was like, and the waiter was like, oh, so do you know what this month's special is then? And I went, yes, it's Moroccan the Boat. And he was like, oh, so you do actually know. And I was like, yeah, I get your emails as well. So he'd like fully tried to like catch me out by like me not knowing that month's special, but I just knew it, and it was like, fuck you, bitch, like I know it, I don't come to a restaurant without knowing the special.
It's also just a funny name. Moroccan.
Yeah, Moroccan the Boat. I think it was like falafely, I guess, maybe because of like Moroccan,
or I would have thought lamb, like Moroccan.
Oh yeah, maybe like that Peep Show episode when he has he makes like that Moroccan inspired dish with like lettuce and salt and like beans. Yeah. And he's like, it's Moroccan.
Yeah,
because falafel is Lebanese, right? I don't know.
No, it's Greek. Oh, I don't know.
It's all that like area of the world, like Middle East.
Yeah, it's like all in that, you know, the Balkans.
Well, yeah. In fact, the first time I had
is it the Balkans?
Oh no, this is when we get people like commenting on our Insta posts like correcting us. The first time I ever had falafel was in Berlin with this guy from Jordan, and he was like 40 or 50 years old, and he was in the hostel that I was staying in, and yeah, he was like, have you ever had falafel before? And I was like, I actually haven't, because this is a time before I lived in London. Now the idea of never having falafel is just unthinkable, darling, because in London there's food from everywhere. But when you're from Peterborough, you know, the only takeaway food you get is Chinese. Or maybe Indian if you're feeling a bit spenny.
I actually can't believe you've never had falafel. No, you must have done. At Glastonbury, it's literally every other stall is like a falafel.
Yeah, but...
I can't even say it. Falafel stall.
Well, I've had it since at a festival, but it was the first time in Berlin, and I remember him saying it was really, really nice, and I was like, okay, I'll try it, and it was horrible. Like, it was obviously just a bad place, very like dry and cloying and just like horrible. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah. What was the burger that you had just before you entered? I'm quite interested.
I was going to go for the cheap option because we'd like just the plain 4 ounce beef burger. Because we hadn't arranged to go out for dinner or anything. We just happened to be in the same area of London. Just were like, let's go get a coffee, whatever. But then, I was like, yeah, bigged up with an 8 ounce cheeseburger instead.
Love it.
Yeah. Have you been to GBK?
Is it GBK in Peterborough?
No, that's the like a rid. That's like some knockoff. Yeah.
No, it's like handmade.
Handmade burger company.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we went there. That
was fun. Went there, yeah. No, I've never been to GBK, but I've heard it's got good vegan options. Or maybe that's the other one. I don't know.
Like, I will literally never go to GBK and not get meat. So. Are you kidding? You know what I mean? Not vegan yet, everyone. Try and convince me. Just kidding. I wish I was, but like when I go to GBK, the meat is just cooked way too good. We've lost half of our listeners by me just talking about meat.
Okay. We're talking about periods, everyone.
Yeah, there we go. We lost the other half.
Well, you're on the ball today.
I'm feeling fucking great. We had a free salted caramel milkshake. So like, and then I cycled home. I've been cycling to and from work.
Oh, that's so good.
The endorphins are plentiful. Oh my god.
I bet you like cycle past people getting off the tube, like wave them. Like,
yeah.
Hello.
Cycle past like completely jam packed buses, and I'm like, that's the bus I would be on if I still had a flat tire. Do you know what I mean? But I fixed up. I parted with.
Was that the only reason? I thought you lived too far, but you actually just don't.
I just couldn't be bothered to pay £30 to get my tyres changed.
Okay.
But...
Oh, was it just a puncture?
No, it was,
It sorry. Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, yeah, it was really bad. It was just, like, really minor things, like two punctures, wrong size inner tubes, there was no bolts on my front wheel. So it was, like, you know, just the little things, the, like, little non-life-threatening dangers, like... No fucking screws on your bike. Yeah. But the guy who fixed it was really nice. And so happy cycles on the Old Kent Road in South East London. Just so much product placement in this podcast already. And we've got so much more coming.
There's
going to
be more. There's going to be so much more.
Okay.
Let's hope things under us. And that's
a spoiler for later. Okay, so... as part of our new series, we are focusing a little bit more on how the internet has changed the topics that we're talking about. And I think today's topic of periods is a really good example of like how the infinite internet has like changed how people can inform themselves, or how women or people who identify as women can inform themselves about their periods. Because it's weird to think now that if the internet didn't exist, like, I don't know, you just know so much less about your body, I think.
I feel like you get a lot of false information from the internet.
Yeah, and that's definitely something we'll talk about in a bit, because that pretty much fuels all of my anxieties. Like, trying so hard to suppress the urge to Google something I think is wrong with me. And then just going like, oh, just quickly look, just to see if it's not too bad. And then I'm like, but what? What? But then, no. Like, I have been feeling really tired recently as well. And it's like, well, yeah, obviously. So at the start of each episode, we're going to do like a pre-1989 thing where we talk about a time before the internet. And then if you stay listening until the end of the episode, we are gonna reveal some, like, an app or a website that we can recommend that we think you should check out after, of course, after you listen to this. Or actually, I guess you can listen to it and Google something. But stay tuned to the end, because we've got a good recommendation for this week. Chloe, do you know which recommendation I'm on about?
I read the Google.
Yeah, if I was gonna say, I'll highlight it on the Google Doc, but... So you can see it in real time, but you get it. Cool. Because it's changed my life, this app. So stay tuned to find out about how this can help your periods. Or help you figure out your periods. Anyway. Okay. So, when I started my period, I think, when I was 11 or 10.
No. 11.
Is that,
I didn't know this. Wow. So
yeah.
You were in year 4.
No. You're
5.
No, you're 7.
What? No, you're 12 and you're 7.
No, you start it as 11.
I do?
Yeah, you turn 12.
Is it? You're 11, okay.
I think that's true. But actually, no, I think I started it when I was 10, but then I didn't have one for like a year again, and then I started to have them when I was in secondary school. But I was on holiday in Ireland at my nan's house, my first time I had one. And I remember just being so depressed, like, as soon as I found out. Because I knew what it was, because my mum had given me this book, which I'm about to read an excerpt from. And when it happened, I don't know if you remember what it felt like for you, but I remember just being, I was in the toilet for like 20 minutes or something, obviously just like freaking out, like, what do I do? Da, da, da. And then I literally walked out and my mum was there. Huh?
Was it about having a period, or was it because you were like depressed?
Oh, no. I was depressed. Like, I was depressed at the fact that I'd started my period, which is really sad in a way. I just remember thinking, so I walked out of the toilet and I'd been there for ages and my mum was like, have you started your period? And I was like, wow, how do mums literally just like, no, that's so crazy. But thank God she did, because I wasn't at home and stuff. Huh? Oh, right. I thought you said, I'm just doing a massive poo. I was like, all right. because I thought, oh right, so this is already pretty bad, and this is just gonna happen until I'm 50, because in the book it was like the periods happen until you're like 50, and I was like, I don't want this to happen every month till I'm 50. Like, this is already so awful, and it's not gonna get like better. It's just like there's a blood coming out of me, like. But I've come to have obviously they get kind of easier and you just becomes one of those things. But
what about now? How do you feel about them now?
I like it. It means everything's working, I guess.
And you don't, I feel like it takes less and less time out of your day every single period. For me anyway. Like, it's just like, oh, okay. And then, yeah, I remember in year, probably, I started it really late. I was in year, I think year 10. So it must have been like 16, 17.
Really?
When I started my period. Yeah.
How did I not know that?
You did. I think I've told you.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't really like commit. Like, it'd be weird if I thought about that all the time.
That's true. But then same, I didn't know about yours either.
Yeah, and I've like definitely told you before.
Yeah. But I remember then it was being horrible and being like, oh no, like, and I always had like a really heavy one, and it was the time before I started using tampons, so I was just wearing these like thick pads to bed, and I would always like blood the bed, and mum would be like, stop blooding the bed, and I'd just be like, I'm so sorry, it's my mum. I remember that every period took so much time out of my life just to sort out the period. But now it's like no time at all, really.
Yeah.
Sort of get on with your day.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like, I don't remember what it was like when I was in my first few years. Probably quite heavy, and then, yeah, it just got easier. I think that's quite normal. I've had the coil for about a year, and your periods get heavier when you're on the non-hormonal coil. And it's been pretty bad, like the worst I've ever had them. But, you know, tit for tat, like, you want to prevent pregnancy. Sometimes you have to have, I didn't want a hormonal contraception either. So periods, you know, it's fine. Hot water bottles are the greatest invention in the entire world. Ibuprofen is great. I've also been getting really bad PMS as well. Like, which you think, like, oh yeah, PMS is just like, you know, when people are like, oh yeah, the painters are in, oh yeah, she's in a bad mood. But it can sometimes be, like, there have been months when it's been really bad, as in, the thing with PMS is that it can start like 2 weeks before you actually come on your period. So you're feeling like really low or really anxious or very just unwell. And you kind of know that it might be to do with your hormones or your period or your PMS. But obviously, you know, it's something that's happening all of the time. So for instance, like last month I felt really low and I knew it was because my period was due like in 5 or 6 days' time. but it didn't really help me enough, you know, because I was just feeling really low. I couldn't, it was easy for me to say, oh, I know it's because of my period, but I didn't really know what to do. I just had to kind of try my best, I guess, just to treat myself well and just rest a lot. And not.
But I feel like in some cases, you might not necessarily actually believe yourself that it's your period. Because I've had that where I've been like super bloated and like sad, but just not like kind of knowing that my period was soon, but also just being like, this is just what I'm like, like all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had that, but just sort of not believing yourself.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Pause for it.
I mean, of course, because like, yeah, like I have anxiety like all the time. It's just very much like very different, like, you know, when you just like start crying on the bus or something. or like more apt is like watching YouTube videos of like cats and like start crying at those. That's when you know that you're like about to come in. But again, I do quite like having periods. It's a weird thing, but
yeah. And on the other side of the coin, I am on the hormonal coil, so I don't really get them. I sort of get like strange.
Hello, you just broke up. You broke up for like a hot sec.
Oh, did I?
Mhm.
At what point was I? I just carry on.
You're talking about the coil, been on the coil.
Okay, so on the other side of the coin, I'm on the hormonal coil. So I don't really get proper periods, but I get these kind of like coil periods that aren't really anything. But it's kind of, which is nice in a lot of ways. And I don't really get like too much PMS anymore, which is surprising anyway. But I get super bloated and like, I know when it's my period time. But it's kind of like you win some, you lose some, because I genuinely want to have periods because I want to know that everything's working and I'm like fertile and I'm not like pregnant, even though it's very slim chance that I would be.
Yeah.
It's such a surefire way to know you're not pregnant. It's okay.
Yeah. And it is, and I think it's good. Like, it just means you're healthy. And yeah. I was just saying to you before, I think a lot of the panic can come from the fact that you're dealing with blood, and sometimes that can just be really, especially when you're first starting, but also, you know, if it's heavier than usual or whatever, it's just a bit like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? You know, because blood is this kind of a scary thing to deal with, and not always kind of the last thing, but it means you're healthy. Symbolism. Yeah, exactly. It's I think the stigma of periods makes it all seem a lot scarier and more of an issue than it is, but if you're having regular periods, it's perfect. That's good, you know. Well done, you. You're treating your body right. You know, you're doing the right things. Yeah. If you experience cramps and PMS, it's just so normal. Like, I didn't actually realize how common PMS was until I went down a Google hole of Googling it, and fucking hell, like it's the most common thing in the world. Like, I was on the pill for so long that I didn't have periods, and it was just a different time in my life. Like, I was just constantly feeling... No. I was constantly feeling in mood swings because the pills apparently can, you know, affect your mental health quite a lot. But at least with my period, I guess, with my menstrual cycle now, it's... there's some days where I feel fine, maybe like 4 days a month, where I'm like totally calm. But weirdly, I always get my period when there's the full moon, which I really like.
Oh, that's kind of romantic.
But
immediately blood comes.
I love so much how it's like linked with the lunar cycle, like the 28-day cycle. I think it's the most amazing thing. I'm in awe of it. I just love women. I love everything that happens to women.
And they're so like witchy.
Yeah, like Mother Nature. I love, love, love women.
Yeah.
Women chat. Okay. So, moving on. Oh, yeah. Can I read you something from this book that my mum gave me?
Of course.
Okay, so this is a book called Girls Only, All About Periods and Growing Up Stuff. And I'll put a picture on Instagram of it.
Oh, yeah.
That'll
be a good promo.
Okay, I'll just read the introduction real quick.
Okay.
Who would want to be a boy when it's so great being a girl? Right? I mean, yeah. Firstly, girls make the best friends. True that. Together forever, you get to swap fab fashions. True that. Try out different hairstyles and muck about with makeup. Very much you today, that great selfie that you took, Chloe, with the great makeup. Secondly, this is so charming. Secondly, when you grow up, you can be whatever you want to be. Vets, athletes, plumbers, models, designers, astronauts, and mums too. Thirdly, girls are the best at lots of things. Some of the best pop stars are girls. Look at Madonna and Kylie. As are many of the best actresses. Check out Cameron Diaz and Nicole Kidman. And many of the best writers. J.K. Rowling, Jacqueline Wilson, and Anne Fine. Oh my god, big up Anne Fine. Do you remember Anne Fine?
Oh, Anne Fine. And she did like...
The Flower Babies or something.
No, it was that... What was it? I remember the front cover and it was like an eye. Do you remember?
No.
Was it? Okay. It's like a checkerboard, was it not? Was that Anne Fine?
I'm sorry. No, you're thinking of Mallory Blackman, are you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, though. Okay, another... Someone can call us out for it. Anyway, think of any famous, successful, gorgeous woman you like, and she was once a girl just like you. And it's like, fuck yeah, Cameron Diaz was once just like me, you know? My time has yet to come. Yeah. So what exactly happens to your body to turn you into a fab and funky teenager and then into a grown-up babe? Literally. Oh. This book will tell you and your friends all about it. Anyway, and it's... I've read this book so many times. Like, obviously, I hadn't started my period before I got this book. And I was completely fascinated. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what is this thing that's going to happen? And, yeah. I honestly think my mum gave this to me when I was, like, very young. So, but...
Pick up your mum. That is... A great book to have given.
I know, and I've never given it away because I thought it would be really nice to give to my little daughters. Because I think it will be nice to give them a book rather than just let them find out about it on the internet. Like, I'm sure there's cool things for kids about periods on the internet. I hope there is, anyway. But nothing like a book, you know, because, as I say, the internet can be kind of scary, especially for things like this, where there's lots of false information and stuff.
That's lovely. Although I think in the next generation we'll be a lot more clued up anyway. Like, there's going to be a lot less stigma as well. But, like, that's a gorgeous thing. Just carry that on for generations.
Yeah.
And I think it's so ahead of the time that your mum gave you that.
Yeah, my mum's pretty awesome, you know.
Yeah, your mum is awesome.
Oh my god, I wish I could... Okay, I'm just flicking through this book. I wish I could just read... I feel like I want to do a spin-off where I just read the entire book as, like, an audio book.
You know they have that. That's a podcast already. It's my dad wrote a porno.
Oh, yeah. But I don't believe those. I don't believe that his dad wrote a porno.
I mean, me neither, but it's entertaining. Have you listened to it? It's very good.
No, I only listened to one podcast, and it's called Girl Chat. No, I've stopped listening to podcasts. But, you know, like, I'm trying to read more now, so I don't have loads of time. Again, just alienating all of our podcast listeners by not belonging to the cause. Okay. I'll edit that out, because that's not good. I should be saying, like, podcasts are the best. No. There's a BBC Radio 1 about sex called Unexpected Fluids that I've been meaning to listen to for a while. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so...
I wanted to talk about period shame.
Okay, yeah, cool. I'll just stop reading from this. But can I just read... Okay.
It follows on, actually, quite nicely.
Okay, cool. The book is going down. I'm over it. Period shame. Yeah, let's definitely talk about it, because it's... You go. Talk about that... Why don't you talk about that thing that you posted?
What are you talking about now?
Your blog post thing.
Oh, yeah, no. That's where I was going with this. So, everyone, if you want to follow my blog, it's actually, I'll post it. No, I won't post it. I don't really want people to follow it. But I'm going to read excerpts.
I mean, it's not that hard to find it if you think about what your blog's called.
That's true. I'm going to change the name.
You should change it to The Anonymous Dragon, which is what you're called on this Google Doc right now.
Why?
Can you see what I'm called on it? What am I called on your one?
How can I know?
So if you're on the Google Doc, you go... Oh, does it just say my name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be because I am the creator of the doc. Okay, never mind.
Yes.
Talk to me. I am the doc creator. Okay.
But yeah, it follows on nicely from your excerpt because I feel like you've had a different experience about like how you viewed periods before you had one. But mine was very much, it was never talked about. I remember dreading it, but not really knowing much about it as well. So it just being like this kind of scary, like mysterious thing where like just like terrified of having any pain. But anyway, I remember I woke up, it was like a school day, and I woke up really late as well. And I was on my period, and that was my first period, and I was just like bleeding all over like my bedroom carpet. And my dad sort of came in to like wake me up and was like, I don't know, just like, oh, what did he was like, put a plug in it or something. And I was like, oh, no, horrible.
Yeah, that's a bit humiliating, I guess.
Yeah, but also I think in our house there wasn't, like, much that, it, like, accentuated the stigma because for a long time a lot of, like, why mum would be angry, it was, like, blamed on PMS. And you know, it wasn't that, probably, but it was, it carried, you know, like, it probably wasn't to do with PMS, but it made it worse, it made the stigma worse.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And, like, PMS is always... you get that kind of... I feel like putting on, like, an accent that's, like, oi, like, sort of geezer, which I don't mean to offend any geezers out there, but, you know, that, like, oi, you know, you time in a month, sort of lad banter, and it's just...
I don't mean to offend any geezers.
You don't know any geezers. I don't want to offend any geezers, yeah, because I literally love geezers. I love well-intentioned geezers, but, yeah, that whole time of the month, that lad chat, it's just not helpful, is it? It's just not helpful conversation.
And it's essentially just the whole, like, get in the kitchen, make me a sandwich, like, joke.
Yeah, it's like, of the same...
Silly. It's of the same ilk.
Mm.
But it's just, you don't think it contributes to any of the stigma, but actually it kind of does, because... If like me, I grew up with that from when I was really young. It was always ingrained in me. Like, I knew otherwise, but it was still very much in my mind, at the back of my mind, that might be true.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just looking at... we found these stats on the Plan International website, which is a charity advocating for women's charity... to women's health across the world. And it says that nearly half of girls aged 14 to 21 in the UK are embarrassed by their periods, which I'm surprised it's less than half. I assumed it would be more than half. Like, and then it says 1 in 10 had been asked to not talk about their periods in front of their mother.
Asked by their mother?
Doesn't really say. so just some fake news, no. But I think it's just about that shame, isn't it? And there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
Is it she like...
Also,
yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
No, but also, this was recently. I remember I was about to have sex with this guy, and I was like still a bit on my period, and I remember I said to him, I said,
"What you said to him? What you said?"
I said to him, "I said I'm still a bit on my period," and he was like, "This is working," and he was like, "How will this work then?"
Right, yeah.
Did that come across? Because I said it in a funny way. He was like, how would this work then?
Yeah.
And I thought, what? I mean, the same way it normally does.
Yeah.
But that was me also being, like, out there. Like, I felt quite revolutionary in that moment, and which is completely ridiculous, because everyone, I mean, most people have sex in their periods, but I'd never had.
Yeah.
So for me, that was, like, quite a big moment. And I remember him saying that just sort of made me think, like, fuck.
Yeah. I remember one of my earliest memories of a house party was some random guy talking about having sex with his girlfriend on her period. And then being like, well, you know what they say, you're not a real man unless you get blood on your sword. And I remember just being like, not even reacting in any way, just being like, right, okay. Part of me was like, okay, good for you for being like, for having sex with your girlfriend on your period, but like, it doesn't like make you a man to get blood on your sword. It's not like Game of Thrones or whatever.
Well done.
I think it was just a joke, like, it was lighthearted, but.
Yeah. It also goes a bit deeper, it's like blood on a sword. It's quite a good image.
Yeah, I just don't like to think of the penis as a sword. And then blood. It's just like, nah. This is the interval. This is where we put... Oh yeah, so let's talk about thinks. Can we?
Oh yeah.
So guys...
Talk about methods now.
Yeah, great shout. A kind of new method. I don't know if anyone has heard of it, who's listening, but I see it everywhere. I get so much targeted advertising for Thinks underwear, probably because of the sheer amount that I Google stuff stupid periods. And it's basically some pants that you don't have to wear a tampon or a pad with, and I don't get it.
So, you don't get it? I actually know more about Thinks than you probably at this point.
No, but like, I get what it is. But how does it work? It's magical for me.
Oh well, it's just like it's essentially a pad, but like sewn into the pant.
But you can wear it all day.
Yeah, because it's like super thick and absorbent, and then you just wash it. It's fine. It's a fucking good idea. Like, I mean, yeah, it's an okay idea. I mean, I don't.
It's a great idea, because another thing I think is. So much plastic involved with sanitary products, and if there's an alternative, like the moon cup, I guess.
But then, just thinking about it, actually, you probably have to get like 5 or 6 pairs of things.
Yeah, I think that
because then you have to wear it at night as well, right? So you have to get like 40.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd use it and the tampon. So I'd like fully know that I would be protected from, but
I think that's maybe how you're supposed to use it actually.
I don't think so, because I follow a playwright on Twitter who wrote a really good play. It's actually on this summer in lots of different UK venues. It's called Skin a Cat, and it's about a woman's experience of having vaginismus, which is basically when... So it was a really good play. I saw it in London last summer. It's like when you can't have sex because your, like, vagina is, like, too tight. Like, it's, like, something to do with your muscles contract.
As in, you could never have it, or it's just a, like, one-time thing?
No, it's like some sort of psychological thing where you can't have sex because you just like, can't relax enough. But I suppose it's more of a... It's deeper than that, you know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
Like a kind of reflex. But she did a really... If you want to know more about Thinks underwear, because I haven't used it, But I love it. I love the idea of it. I just love the idea of big pants, basically. And Chloe hasn't used it. But her name is Isley Lynn. It's at ISLEYLYNN, Isley Lynn. But she's basically, and I'll retweet it or whatever, she's done a really detailed thread about what it's like using Thinks. And I can't, but she's done like all the like gross stuff or like all the, but if that's what you really want to read a good, like an honest experience if you're thinking about trying it.
Yeah.
Because before we did this podcast, I did a story on Instagram asking people to talk to me about it. Nobody did, but that's fine. Apart from Thinks, who got back to me with a little emoji with a wave. And I was like, hi, hey, can I get some free Thinks underwear, please? We're doing a podcast about periods. And she said to email the influencer team, holla. So Thinks, send me some free pants. I mean, I'm not an influencer, but I could be. I could influence.
Well, I think Isley Lynn is doing some influencing. I'm just reading her, like, thread. There's no scratchy dryness that comes with pants. So there you go.
Good for Thinks. So, yeah.
Well done. No scratchy dryness. I'm there for it.
Yeah. I mean, what do you use?
So good for the environment.
So good for the environment. Have you ever used a moon cup? Because I know you got our friend one for Christmas.
I got Alice one for Christmas. My friend Alice. Hi Alice, if you're listening.
I hope she is. I love her.
Yeah, me too. Please listen. Not.
I'm obsessed. She's my wallpaper on my phone.
Yeah. What a gorgeous Instagram post you did. I messaged her after
that. Anyway. Moon cup.
Yeah, so also my best friend Emily has a moon cup and she swears by it. I haven't talked to her about Alice about using it. I haven't got one myself. I wish I did. But I just haven't invested in one yet. They're like, I think they're like 20 quid. You haven't for like 10 years.
Yeah, it's just a bit of plastic, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, which is like, it's like an upfront cost. I'd rather pay like 60p for like 60 tampons because I never really get periods anyway.
Tampons aren't 60p though, let me tell you that.
No, you can get like Lilnets or you can get like Sainsbury's own, like, you know, the ones that you just like push in.
Yeah, but they are still like 3 quid.
Are they? Oh, okay. To be fair, I haven't bought them in a long time.
Good for you, man.
Thanks. I mean, not really.
I just like bulk buy them in a little and just look like I'm about to have like the monster period. It's like buy like 500 tampons.
Moon cup girl.
I don't think I would like a moon cup.
Okay.
Cause I just don't trust them. I don't understand how they work. And
but a moon cup and a Thinks underwear and you'd be like such a millennial woman.
Oh my god, wouldn't it? The dual protection. Yeah, that's. I'd probably use it with Thinks, you know. That's a shout, actually.
That's what I just said.
Because then at least if there's a bit of like spillage or whatever, I've got my Thinks on. Amazing. Oh no, what was that?
That was my alarm that went off, I don't know why.
It's for the documentary.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
There's a Grenfell documentary on everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean it's we're not actually on the radio, it's not gonna be like live. Anyway, okay. So we've talked about Thinks. We've talked about
moon cups.
Oh yeah.
Last opinion. Mm-hmm. So everything about it is really great. Lasts for 10 years, eco-friendly, not as costly as tampons in the long run at all. But and also really works. My best friend, loves it, swears by it.
Mm.
It just like creates this like suction vacuum thing as well. So it's like not only collecting the blood, but it's also like creating like a vacuum so it doesn't come out. That's how it works. But the only problem is you have to like wash it out So you have to like wash it out every time you use it, so it's a bit annoying.
So but, I wouldn't, okay, I wouldn't say I'm afraid to talk about periods. I mean, look, right now we're talking on a recorded conversation that anyone in theory could listen to. I also talk about periods with like anyone who will ever talk to me, but I still think that the idea of like coming out of a toilet cubicle to wash my moon cup and then going back in is something that I could probably do if I could do if there was no other option, but I don't know. I like you know at school or even now, like you go to the toilet and you don't want to, like I would never walk to the toilet with a tampon in my hand. I'd put it in my pocket, or sometimes I like put it in my shoe. So, and like, if it's in my bag, yeah, I don't know why. It's just habitual. Like I just got used to like. But
it's all of the advertising as well for like tampons or whatever. It's like, oh, new, even more discreet. Like,
yeah, no one will know. It's like,
get those like holders. Do you remember when Tampax came? The pads came in those like tins.
Yeah, 100%. They're great for cigarettes.
Yeah, that's true. but it's not your fault. It's just
thank you.
Me.
It's not my fault. Yeah. Yeah, so I want to start. I mean, I told my boss like a couple times now that I have to stay at home because I have really bad period pains. And I never did that before. Like, there's another stat here that says that 49% of girls have missed an entire day of school because of their period, of which 59% of those have made up a lie or an alternate excuse. I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all. Like, I will always say I have a cold or I'm just feeling a bit under the weather. But in the last couple of months, I've actually said, I have really bad period pains. And, oh my gosh, I was so proud of myself because it's such a small thing. But suddenly, suddenly I wasn't, like, pretending. It was weird to say, like, I have a bad, really sore throat and then go in the next day. And it's like, you feel better. It's like, yeah, oh, I just literally saw my period. Like, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not ill. But it's easier for me to work from home, you know, so I should kind of, I think for a while, some women were campaigning to get like women to have like a day or two off each month where they could work from home, like with no questions asked for like menstrual leave or something it's called, which just makes life easier for women at no real cost to anyone else, you know. It's,
because if people are still working from home, they probably get more work done, especially people who live in London, where it takes like an hour to travel to work.
I mean, more and more people are working from home now anyway, but anyway, there's also a really, I don't know if you know her, but it's just on the subject of period stigma. I went on her radio show when I did that abortion thing. She's called Emma Barnett and she's a BBC, she's a TV and radio presenter. And she's awesome. And I've met her and I just loved her, but she's writing a book, a taboo busting book about periods, which comes out next year and it's called Periods. And it aims to remove the stigma and myths continuing to surround the female body. And I'm really excited for that to come out next year. Cause I think it'd be really good to have like a few more conversations in the media about periods, because like holy shit, like it affects half the population once a month. Why don't we want to talk about it? Especially in this like society that we live in now, where like we're a generation of oversharers, you know. Why is this still like so
it's
taboo?
Also, I feel like it's the same way a lot of people don't talk about like them doing a poo, or like them doing, this is a really bad example, can you please cut this out? I don't know where I was going with that.
I can if you like, but I don't think it's that bad an example, because it is just like a natural bodily function.
It's people don't want to talk about their bodily functions, people don't want to talk about masturbating, people don't want to talk about pooing, weeing, people don't want to talk about it. That's where I guess stigma is created from, but it's
And tune in for next week's podcast where we're talking about pooing and weeing.
We're actually talking about masturbation, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm really nervous.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'll do the chant.
Cool. yeah, okay. Yeah, so it's just a bodily function. I hear you, girl. So, as we wrap up today's episode, unless you have anything, any other business you'd like to discuss?
I had some, but no, I've completely forgotten, so no, wrap it up.
Okay, wrap it up. So, thanks for listening until now, if you have.
Yeah, congrats.
I've enjoyed this week. I'm just so hyper, though, but it's nice. So here's the app that will change your life, girls. It's called Clue. C-L-U-E.
It is good, I can vouch.
So it's nothing, this is why I like it, and this is what I think all good apps should be. It's nothing complicated. It's just so simple. But you kind of don't realise how much you are missing something like this. So essentially, it's a menstrual cycle tracker. But, and this is a really good thing that I think, it's not about trying to conceive. There's lots of apps, like fertility apps, to see when you're ovulating, so you can try for a baby, for women who are maybe struggling or trying for a baby. And I really don't want an app that tells me when I'm ovulating. Just no, thank you. Like, you know, I'll make sure I'm covered, but I don't need to be reminded of my fertility. But the Clue app, you can have that option if you like, but you basically put in like the level that you're bleeding at, whether it's heavy or light or spotting, or and then your moods, low, energetic, PMS-y, and then your like sex drive, your appetite, what else? Lots of things. I'm trying to think now. Yeah, like if you're having cramps or headaches. So basically, it's a symptom tracker. After you use it for a few months, it can start to kind of tell you, oh, you'll be experiencing PMS in 2 or 3 days. And it's sometimes just quite nice as well if you're feeling a bit like, oh, something's wrong, just to check in with it and go, oh, okay, yeah. Because while I'm not due for my period for another week and a half, my PMS usually starts a week before or something.
Exactly.
But I think
it's nice to have a recognition, like a science, a kind of outsider's perspective. You are actually PMSing. It's not just you being like irrational.
And I think even on days, it's still good to log when you're feeling really low or if you've been spotting or something, but it's not in your cycle because then if you do need to go to a doctor to discuss something about your irregular periods or something that you're worried about, you can literally just open the app and tell them which day you are spotting or which day you're having really bad mood swings or cramps. Because I think sometimes the problem with Googling symptoms and stuff is you can get very nervous. Oh, do I have cancer? Am I going to be pregnant? Da, da, da. But this app is amazing for just keeping track of your symptoms. You don't have to worry about writing it down in a diary and then losing the diary. You don't have to worry about adding it to your Google Calendar, whatever. You know, it's just an app where if you need to see a doctor or you just want to know where you're at or whatever, it will all be there. I think because for a while I was circling the date in my diary when I came on my period, but then only usually every like 2 or 3 months I'd like remember to do it. And it was just like, oh, I hated not knowing. But Clue has changed my life. Again, we're not sponsored by any of these people, but, you know.
We'd like to be.
We'd love to be. So, Clue, if you're listening. And have you used it before me, didn't you?
I had used Clue, but because my period's so irregular, it doesn't really work for me. Anyone whose periods are irregular. but my cycles are very, like, up and down, so. And now I don't really get periods because I'm on the coil, so I haven't used it in a while. But when I did, it was quite good for a little bit,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Depending on how regular it was.
I just think it's good when technology can work for you in a way that doesn't make you feel bad about yourself. So yeah. Clue is, and it's free, which is great. Also, just another thing about technology really quick. So I've been doing Headspace for a long time, yeah? Like 3 or 4 months now. And I've stopped biting my nails.
Wow, okay.
Turns out, I thought my nail biting was like a bad habit or just like, oh, I can't help it. Turns out it was everything to do with my like anxiety. Because like a byproduct of anxiety is like picking your nails or like, you know, like chewing your fingernails or whatever. But then if you're feeling calmer or if you're making an effort to feel calmer, you kind of like lose like tensions like that. And I have, it's so bizarre. I never really approached it like that before. Anyway, that's like such a tangent.
No, but Headspace is also, we should talk about like other things. We will eventually.
Oh, we will. That we will. Cool. Thanks. Love tangents. Thanks for listening. Next week. If you haven't listened to last week's, it's about contraception. I should have said that at the beginning. Next week we're going to be talking about porn. I think.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, that's what we've got down.
Yeah.
So we've had our two life admin themes. So we have contraception and periods, and then we've got a couple episodes coming up about the internet and online porn. I say online porn like porn doesn't like
there's no way to get offline
like
porn.
Magazines or something. And then maybe another one after that about how digital detoxing could save your relationship.
I'm excited for that one.
Cool, me too. Great, thanks guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please tell your friends.
Bye.
Bye.